10:30 a.m., Victoria Day morning, Monday, May 20th. Standing here at the viewpoint, enjoying the view, birds are singing, weather could be nicer, but at least it's not raining. Lovely hiding places all around. So I hope everybody enjoys this. Leave a message, introduce yourselves all around, sing a song, try to keep it to about anywhere between 30 seconds and 2 minutes. And hopefully at the end of the season, the tape recorder will still be there and working, and I'll collect it, and I'll make an MP3 of the season's audio clips. Have fun.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Hi, Marcus. Okay, let's see. It's Cliffy and gang. Cliffy, and say your name, Matthew?
Matt!
Okay, Matthew, and we got fellow casher here, Buddy 11. And the reason we sound like we're in a bit of a panic is because we are getting eaten by black flies. Like something fierce. You can even hear Matthew over there screaming. It is May 28th at approximately 20 after 6 in the evening, and let me tell you, these bugs are out and they are hungry. This is sort of one of the first warm days we've had. Temperature must be somewhere around 25. Nice and humid. Hey, great view from here. Anyway, I'm going to sign off because the kids are going bananas and we're running here. Okay, oh, Buddy wants to say something.
You're recording right now, Buddy.
Hello? Okay. This is Buddy 11. I just want to say it's a nice cache, and I have to really keep walking, and God, there's a lot of black flies. And so I found this cache with Cliffy, same date, I guess, and I'm really mad. And I guess all I have to say is a really nice cache, really nice hike, if there wasn't all these bugs. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, but, okay. That's a nice guy. See ya, Buddy 11.
Okay, this is Cliffy and crew signing off. Take care. Looking forward to seeing all you guys again at the next get-together. Over and out.
Howdy, folks. This is the Donner Party. As usual with the Donner Party, we headed off in the wrong direction and went a couple kilometers off course. By the time we reached Penguin Picnic Area, we realized we should have turned somewhere else. And so we headed back. We made it up the hill and took the path along the cliff there. Tried to take your time and enjoy it. It's a beautiful day today. There's not very many bugs. It's nice and warm, not very humid. We saw this site and thought that it would be a good spot to leave Bug'em, which is a little travel bug, who likes buggy areas, and from the logs that we've read in the past and what we just recently heard on the tape from Cliffy and Buddy 11 that this would be a good spot for him. Today is July the 6th. It's about 10 minutes to 5. This is a good cache. It's a nice little spot. The turkey tape helped a little bit. We weren't really sure where we were heading off into in the bush, but nice spot. Beautiful view from the lookout just out on the path there. We are going to leave Bug'em behind, and hopefully he can help out with the black fly and mosquito problem, although we aren't experiencing it too badly right now. But anyway, maybe Buddy 11 and Cliffy will help that enjoy that. Anyway, nice cache, good idea with the recording. What are we going to take? The little reflective hand, that's a good idea. Anyway, this is the Donner Party, signing off. Thanks for the cache. Bye.
There we are. Okay. Hi. It's now 11 o'clock a.m. on the 2nd of August.
Rain finally stopped.
Rain has just quit. We just got thoroughly soaked. But we found this spot. Thanks for the trail markers. We'd never have found it without them. The coverage is really good by August with leaves and everything. In fact, it's programmed to obliterate the trail markers. They're often very difficult to see themselves. Anyway, thank you so much. It was a very worthwhile exercise coming here. We being Jim Robertson, Vic Adamatis, and John Nielsen. Yes, I'm picking up the travel bug because I'm off to Ireland next month, and I think it's fitting that it should get overseas sometime. So we'll do that. I guess that's it. Thank you.
Hi, it's 12:40 p.m. on Wednesday, September 11, 2002, and it was a very nice walk up here for us. It's Naya, the Newfoundland dog, Marais, and myself, Lars, doing a little tour of Gatineau Park. We found the cache okay. We actually found the trail markers afterwards. The description was okay. A very nice trail up to here. We're going to take a little rest and then walk down again. I'll be leaving a little first aid kit, and I'm not quite sure what I'll take yet. I'll think about that and write it in the notebook. Bye-bye, all.
Bonjour tout le monde, on est le 12 octobre, présentement 2002. On est 5 personnes qui sont venues prendre une marche dans le parc de la Gatineau. Je sais pas si on est les premiers francophones qui viennent à cette cache-ci. On est venu aussi avec un bébé de 1 an et 2 mois. Donc, on va laisser un porte-clé, un mousqueton plutôt, changer d'idée. Et je sais pas encore qu'est-ce qu'on va prendre. Bye bye!
October 26, it's about 1 o'clock. There's 4 inches of snow on the ground. Extreme geocaching for me. I parked the car at the chairlift on the other side at Fortune, and I kind of ran and bushwalk all the way over here with snow. Without the pink ribbons, I don't think I would have found that cache. It was buried underneath the snow, and it was well hidden for me. So hopefully I made a lot of tracks here, so no one will be able to follow them and find the cache without playing the game. Thanks a lot. It was a very nice day. Big snowfall of the year, so very excited about that. And thanks a lot for a great cache. I'm going to leave a CD case, and I don't know when I'm going to pick up. So thanks a lot again, and OG team, this time solo. We'll find you outside.
Hi, it's been there and wife. We just arrived at 11:13. Nice deep snow. Found it right between the ribbons, which are still there. Really nice view, a nice sunny day. We left a Pez dispenser. No, we took the Pez dispenser, Donald Duck, and we left a troll that we got from Bin Rat's back pond cache yesterday down in Brockville. Thanks for the nice cache. Been there and wife. Yes, it's 1st of December, 2002. Signing off, been there and wife. Surprised that the batteries even worked at this minus 10 degrees C. But everything's okay, and we're covering up well now. See you. That's been there and wife again.